Okay, today's daf is brachot daf nunchet. We're at the top of nunchet. I'm at aleph. We may have to stop a little bit short, but we'll catch up tomorrow. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar nitkalela bavel nitkalelu shchenea. Right, when Babel was cursed, its neighbors were cursed as well. Nitkalela Shomron baruch shchenea. But when Shomron, when Sumeria was cursed, its neighbors were blessed. Nitkalela bavel nitkalelu shchenea dichti v'samdei lemorash kipod. V'agme mayim. How do we know that when Babel was cursed, its neighbors were cursed? Because it says about Babel that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to make it into an inheritance for the bittern, which is a type of bird that is in deserted places. V'agme mayim, in pools of water. So we find that not only Babel is destroyed or is cursed, but afterward it also remained destroyed. Nitzkalala Shomron. However, when Shomron is cursed, it baruch shchenei, its neighbors are blessed. Tichtiv v'samdi Shomron le'iyasade le'mat'e keren, that I've turned Shomron into a heap in the field. But afterward, you're going to be able to use it to plant a vineyard. V'amar Rav Amnuna, haro uchlusei Yisrael, omer berochach hamarazim. Someone who sees multitudes of Klal Yisrael says, blessed is the one who knows the secrets, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in the mind and in the heart of every single one of a massive, massive amount of people, even though they're all different. Uchlusei umar olam, and if you see multitudes of non-Jews, Omer Mbushai Emechem, right? That your mother is disgraced. Tan Rabbanan, Aroa Uchluse Yisrael, Omer Baruch Chamarazim, She'ein Datam Dome Zelazev, Ven Rutzuvem Domin Zolazo. Right, that we learned our rabbis taught that someone who sees the multitudes of Klal Yisrael says that blessed is the one who knows the secrets, because every single person is so different from one another, and yet Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in the mind of every single one of them. Ben Zoma Ra'u Chusel Gav Male Harabayit. So Ben Zoma saw multitudes of Klal Yisrael on Harabayit, Amroch Chamarazim, he said, blessed is the one who knows the secrets. Baruch She Barat Kol Eil Hashem Sheni, and blessed is the one who created all these things just to serve me. Who Haya Omer, right? And how Ben Zoma explained that statement that he made, they were made to serve me. He explained in the following way. Kama yagio yagea Adam Arishon. How much did Adam Arishon have to work? Ad shematza pat lechol. Until he had one loaf of bread to eat. Charash v'zara v'katzer v'amar v'dash v'zara u'bar v'tachan v'hirke v'lash v'afa. So he plowed and he sowed and he reaped and he sheaved and he threshed and he winnowed and he separated and he ground and he sifted and he kneaded and he baked v'chagachachal. And only afterward could he have one loaf of bread. V'ani mashkim, but I get up v'motzi kol elu v'tukanim l'fanai, and I have all these things just ready for me, because of the way that society works, everyone kind of has a different area they're in charge of, and I just get to buy a piece of bread. And how much did Adam Rishon have to work until he had clothing? Gazaz v'laban v'nafatz v'taveh v'arag v'tafer. Right, he sheared and he laundered and he combed and he spun and he weaved and he sewed. V'chagach matza beged. Only afterward he had a piece of clothing lilvosh to wear. V'ani mashki u'motzi kol elu mitukanim l'fanai, and I have all these things before me. Kol u'mot shekdot u'ba'ot l'fetach beiti. V'ani mashki u'motzi kol elu fanai. Everyone, all the nations of the world, comes to my door and I wake up and I find everything that I need right in front of me. Hu haya omer, and similar Ben Zoma would say, omer. Hu haya omer, oreach tov mahu. So what, how do you define a good guest? What would be a good guest? Omer, tarchot tarach balabai bishvili. All this hard work, look at all this hard work that the balabai did on my behalf. Kama masar hevi lefanai, how much meat did he bring me? Kama yain hevi lefanai, how much wine did he give me? Kama guskaot, how many loaves did he bring in front of me? Hevi lefanai. Vikol mash tarach tarach, lo tarach ela bishvili. And all this hard work that he poured in, he only poured in just for me. How special is that? Aval orech, oreach ra ma'u omer. And what does a bad guest say? Ma toreach tarach balabai zeh. What hard work did this balabai put in? Pat echad achalti. I only had one piece of bread. Chatiya echad achalti. I only had one slice. Koz echad shatiti. I only had one cup of wine. Kol tarach tarach balabai zeh lo tarach ela bishvil ishto banav. And Sacha Kol, he was just doing this for his wife and his children. He didn't really go out of his way for me. He said I can eat here, but really he would have been cooking for them anyway, so what's the big deal? Aloreach tov ma omer, and what is said about a good guest? Zachor tisazgi tazgi pa'alo asher shoro anashim. Basically, a pasuk that refers to acknowledging the good that other people do for you. Aloreach ra, and what was said about a bad guest? Tiv l'chen yeru anashim. Right, that other people will fear this person. Va'ish b'mei Shaul zaken baba anashim. Right now we're continuing the topic of speaking about multitudes of Klal Yisrael. There was a certain man in the days of Shaul HaMelech who was an elderly man, and he came with people. Amar Rava, Vitema Rav Zvid, Vitema Rav Osha, Ze Yishai Avi David. And who are we talking about? Who came with people? Well, that was Yishai, David's father. What does it mean that he came with people? Shiyatza Bechlusia. Because he went out with a multitude of people. Venichnas Bechlusia. And he would come in with a multitude of people. Vidarash Bechlusia. And he taught Torah with a multitude of people. Amar Ula, Rachtina, and Enu Chlusia Bavel. And Ula said, we hold that there is actually no Uchlusia in Bavel. And furthermore, Tana Enu Chlusia Bechot Mishisharibo. And there is no Chlusia that's less than 600,000. Tana Manan, Haroa Chachma Yisrael, Omer, Baruch Shachal. Someone sees a chacham of a Jewish wise person says, "Blessed is the one who divided some of his wisdom to his friends, Lireav, to his beloved ones." Chachma umat olam. And if you see a wise person in the nations of the world, Omer baruch shenatan v'chachmato l'basavadam. Right, blessed is the one who gave some of his wisdom to human beings. Haroe malchei Yisrael, Omer baruch shachach v'chavuto l'reav. Someone who sees a Jewish king says, blessed is the one who gave some of his honor to his loved ones. Malchei umat olam. And if you see non-Jewish kings, Omer baruch shenatan v'chavuto l'basavadam. Say, blessed is the one who gave some of his honor to people. Rabbi Yochanan, Le'olam Yishdel Adam L'Ruth L'Krav Malchei Yisrael. Something we've already seen, I think, twice in the Pesachet. Rabbi Yochanan says you should always try to run towards Jewish kings to see them. V'lo L'Krav Malchei Yisrael B'Levad Elah V'lo L'Krav Malchei Umot Olam. And not only Jewish kings you should run towards, but you should also run to the kings of the other nations of the world. Because if you merit to see the next world, then you're going to notice the distinction between the Jewish kings and the non-Jewish kings. Rav Sheshet Sagi Noharava. Rav Sheshet was a blind person. And everyone around him was going to greet the king on his way in. And so Rav Sheshet got up and went with them. Said, I might as well come and greet the king. Eshkechei Ahud Tzeduki, a certain heretic found him. Amar le, chatzvi lenara kigani laya. He says, well, the complete jugs, the intact jugs, are going across the river to greet the king, but where do the broken jugs go? Meaning making fun of Rav Sheshet, he couldn't see. He's like a broken jug. Amar le, tachazi diadanat feminach. He goes, maybe I'm not able to see, but you'll see that I know more than you do. Chalaf gunda kamaita. So the first troop passes by. Kiavsha, amar le, hahu tzeduki atamalcha. So when the troop passes, the tzeduki said to Rav Sheshet, the king is coming. Amar le, Rav Sheshet lokati. Rav Sheshet says, no, the king is not coming. Chalaf gunda tanaita. When the second troop was passing, Kigavsha Amarle Ahu Tsuduki Hashakati. So when the second troop passed, the heretic said, oh, it must be that now the king is coming, because the second troop just passed. Amar le Rav Sheshet lokaati malka. Rav Sheshet says, no, the king's still not coming. Chalav tlitai kika shatka amar le Rav Sheshet vadai hashtate malka. But when the third troop passed by and there was absolute silence, Rav Sheshet said to the Tzeduki, it must be now that the king is coming. Amar le Tzeduki menalcha. So the Tzeduki says, how do you know that? Ha amar le de malchuta de ara ke ein malchuta de rukia. Because I know that the kingship in this world is like a microcosm for the kingship in the next world. Dichtiv, as it's written about the kingship in the next world, Sev Marta Bahar Lifne Hashem. It says about Eliyahu at Har Carmel. Like, go stand at the mountain before Hashem. Vine Hashem over Ruach Gdola Vechazak Mefare Karim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pass by, and a strong wind is going to come break mountains and Mishaber Selaim and break stones. Lifne Hashem, before God. Right? And then what is said about that pasuk? Lo b'ruach Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not in the wind. V'achar ruach rash. And then after the wind came was a lot of noise. V'lo b'rash Hashem, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was not in the noise. V'achar rash ish. And then after the noise, fire came. V'lo b'esh Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't in the fire. V'achar ish kol dmamah daka. But after the fire came a very thin and silent voice. And that was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming, and that's how Rav Sheshet knew that the silence indicated that the king was coming, just like the silence indicated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming. Kiyata Malcha, when the king came, Patach Rav Sheshet become a varech le, Rav Sheshet, decided to make a bracha on the king. Amar le, Hahu Tzeduki Leman Delo Chazita Le Kamavarech. Are you really making a bracha on someone you never even saw, Rav Sheshet? My Havi Ale Dehu Tzeduki. And what happened to that Tzeduki for giving Rav Sheshet such a hard time? Ikdamri Chavroi Kachilna Le'ene. There's some say that his friends came out and gouged his eyes out. Ikdamri Rav Sheshet Natan Einav Bo Menasa Gal Shalat Samot. And there are those who say that Rav Sheshet gave him an ayin hara, and he turned into a pile of bones. Rav Shila nagdilahu gavra. So Rav Shila decreed lashes for a certain person, Debal Goya, who slept with a non-Jew. Azalachabe kurtze be malcha. So he went to go tell the king, the malchut of the time, that someone, he came to tell on Rav Shila. That person who was sentenced to lashes came to tell on Rav Shila to the government. Amar ikachad gavar be Yudai, dekad dayin dina below harmana. He said, there's one Jew who is among you who is judging judgments without the king's authority. The Malka Shadarle Mpristika. So the king sent to him, to Rav Shila, a messenger. Giata Amri Le Matam Nagdate Lehai. So he asked Rav Shila, why did you decree this man lashes? Amalu de Bal Khamarta. He says, because he slept with a female donkey, which is a terrible crime in their time. Amarle Itlucha Sadi. He says, oh wow, that's terrible. Do you have any witnesses for this? Amalu In says, yeah, I do have a witness. Ata Eliyahu Admili Le Kiinish. So Eliyahu and Navi came and he pretended to be a person. Asid. And he testified this person slept with a donkey. Amar le iachi bar katlaho. He says, one second, but if he slept with a donkey, then he's liable to the death penalty. Why'd you only give him lashes? Amar lehu anan miyome de galin and me'arin leit lan reshu de mekaktel. Because from the day that we were exiled from our land, we no longer have permission to carry the death penalty. Atun ma'davai itun avid tube. But you, the king, should feel anything that you want to do with this person, you feel free. And while they were working out the judgment, Rav Shila opened his mouth and said, he's saying this praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Amarle, my kamart, amarle hu, achi kamina, baruch rachmane, diayiv malchuta, ba'ara, kein malchuta, derakia. So the king asked in his judgments to Rav Shila, what did you just say? Like, what bracha did you just say? Or what blessing did you say? And he said, well, I blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu who made a kingship in this world, like he has a kingship in the next world, and who gave authority to that kingship to execute their judgments. V'rach medina. Amru chaviva ala yikar de malchuta kule hai, yavule kulfa avarle dun dina. He says, wow, if the government is so precious to you, then, you know, we're going to actually give you permission to execute judgments as well. And they gave him a staff and they said, you may execute judgments from now on. Yahut nafik amaleahu gavra avid rahman anisa la shakri. So when Rav Shila went out, the man saw him and he said, I can't believe it. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do miracles for liars? Because you said I slept with a donkey. Achi amar le Rasha, lav chamre ikru. So he calls him a Rasha, and he's like, what, are these people not called donkeys? Dichtiv asher basar chamarim saram. As we saw earlier in the Masechta, that it says about, their skin is like the skin of donkeys. So I wasn't lying when I said you slept with a donkey. Chazia de ka'azi lememra lehu de karinu chamre. And then Rav Shila saw this certain person was going to tell the government that he called them donkeys. Amar hai rodefu. And Rav Shila said to himself, this is a rodef, he's trying to kill me. And the Torah said that if anyone's trying to kill you, you're allowed to get up and kill him first. So he struck him with his staff and he killed him. So Rav Shila said, since a miracle happened to me with this pasuk that I said about I'm going to be darshan on this pasuk and say what it's talking about. When it says that the greatness for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's talking about the creation of the world. Similarly, it said that Kadosh Baruch Hu does things that are beyond observation or lichkor is to analyze. That does things that can't be analyzed. And the strength, that's a reference to the Exodus from Egypt. That Bnei Yisrael saw Kadosh Baruch Hu's great hand on Yamsuf. And the splendor that is the sun and the moon, which stood in place on behalf of Yeshua, that the sun and the moon stood in place for Yeshua while he was battling. And the victory, zo mapalta shel Romi. That's the downfall of the Roman Empire. V'chenu Omer, and it's said about Edom, which is the father of the Roman Empire. These nitzcham al bigdai, their lifeblood slashed onto my garments. V'hahod, the majesty, zo mechemet Nachle Arnon. That's the war of Nachle Arnon, which was mentioned earlier a couple days ago. Shneimar al ken yomar b'sefer melchamot Hashem. et vehav besufa. The Gomer ki kol b'shemayim v'aretz. So what is the order that those words reference to? Zomachemet Sisra. That is a war against Sisra in Shoftim. Shneimar min shemayim nilchemu kochavim, because it says from the heavens the stars fought mimaslutam from their paths. L'chad shem amalecha. So what does l'chad shem amalecha refer to? Zomachemet Amalek. That is a reference to the war Kadosh Baruch Hu does with Amalek. V'chenu Omer. So it said ki yada kiska, that the hand is on Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne. V'hamit nase, the exalted. Zomachemet Gog and Magog. That's a reference to the war of Gog and Magog in the end of days. V'chenu Omer. And similar, it said hinani alecha Gog nasi rosh. Right, that Akash Baruch Hu says, I am standing against you, Gog, the prince and the head of Mashach and Tuval. L'chol l'rosh, so we're winding down the pasuk. What is l'chol l'rosh a reference to? Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba Bar Rava Amar Rav Yochanan Afilu Reish Gargit Min Shemayim. Min Shemaya Manu, right? All forms of leadership, even the one who's in charge of distributing water, is established from the heavens. V'matnita Tana was taught in a Mishnah, Mishmei the Rabbi Akiva, the name of Rabbi Akiva, Lecha Hashem Gedula, Zo Kriyat Yamsuf. That for you Hashem is the greatness, that's a reference to Kriyat Yamsuf. So, Vagvura and the strength, Zomakat Bechoro, that's a reference to the plague of the firstborns, Vatiferet and the splendor, Zomata and Torah, that's a reference to Matan Torah, Vanetzach, that's Yerushalayim, Vahod, that's the Beit Amigdash.
So someone who sees the houses of Israel being repopulated says, blesses the one who expands the borders of the widow. Actually, I had the opportunity to say that bracha for the first time in my life just a couple months ago in Nahal Arugot. The Churban, if he sees the houses of Klal Yisrael in destruction, Omer Baruch Da'anemet, says blessed is the true judge. And the house of idol worshippers being dwelled, Omer Beit Gaim Yisach Hashem, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the houses of the pride. The Churbanon and their destruction, Omer El Nekmot Hashem, El Nekmot Ophiah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a vengeful God. Ula Rav Chizda Havuka Azli Be'orcha. So Ula Rav Chizda were walking their way. Kimatu Apitcha Debe Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. So they passed by the house of where Rav Chana Bar Chanilai used to live. Nagad Rav Chizda Vidnach Ve'itnach. So Rav Chizda groaned and he sighed. Amar Le Ula Amai Kamitnachta. So Ula said, why did you just sigh? Amar Rav Ancha Shever Chetzi Gufo. Didn't Rav say that when you sigh, you break half your body? Shel Adam of a person. Shneimar Vata Ben Adam Anach Veshivero On Matnayim. Right, that you, a person, sighs with the breaking of his loins. The Gomer Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu Kol Gufo Shel Adam. Said Rabbi Yochanan, says you even destroy your entire body when you sigh. Shneimar Vayaki Yomru Alecha Al Ma Ta Neanach. Vamarta Al Shmua Ki Ba Names Kol Lev. When you ask for what reason did you sigh, and you say for the melting of all hearts. Amar on this these tidings that we heard that melt all hearts. Amar Le Hechilo Etnach. Because how should I not sigh? This house that I'm looking at used to have 60 cooks in the day and 60 cooks at night. And they would cook for anyone who needed. And he would never take his hand out of his pocket. Because he said, maybe a poor person would come by who used to be from a wealthy family. And until I was able to reach my hand into my pocket, come machzik, he'd already become embarrassed for asking for money because he's not used to it. And he would walk away and I'd miss my opportunity, so I just have to keep my hand in my pocket the whole time. And furthermore, he had four doorways open to four directions. The Alma, the Kol, the Hava Ail, Kapin, Nafik, Kisavan. Anyone who came in hungry left satiated. And he would throw to them wheat and barley in the years of famine. Abrai outside the Kol Man de Kasifa Milta La Mishka the Mama Ati Vishakulad. And anyone who was embarrassed to be taken it wouldn't come in the day, but it would come at night. Hasha Nafal Bitlata, right? It has now Afam Naf Hashta Nafal Bitala, right, has now fallen, no longer exists, Velo Etnach. And I'm not gonna sigh that all these great things no longer exist because this great man is not in his home anymore. And I'm not gonna sigh. Amar Le Achi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, but this is Rabbi Yochanan said, Yom Shachar Beit HaMikdash, Nigzar Gzera, Batein Shel Tzadikim. Right, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a gzera, a decree against the houses of the righteous, Yichrevu. And they're all going to be destroyed, Shneimar, Ozne Hashem Tzvakot, Im Lo Batim Rabim, Lishama, Yu Gdolim V'Tovim, Me'ein Yoshev. Right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that even the that many, many houses who will be desolate, even the ones who are populated by great people. Rabbi Yochanan did a Kadosh Baruch Hu lachziran. Rabbi Yochanan also said that Kadosh Baruch Hu will eventually restore them to their houses. The ones who trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu are like Har Tzion. Ma Har Tzion atid the Kadosh Baruch Hu lachziro liyishuvo. But then the tzaddikim atid the Kadosh Baruch Hu lachziro liyishuvo. Right. So how is it that the people who trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu are like Har Tzion? Says David Melech. Just like Har Tzion, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to eventually restore to its former glory. So too the tzaddikim eventually Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to restore them to their houses. Chazia dilo miyashu datayu amarle dayu leved shiakirabo. He saw that he was still not comforted, and he said, "You know what? It's enough for a slave to be like his master." Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu was kicked out of his house, and the tzaddikim were kicked out of their houses, and they're okay with it. Tanamran haroe kivrei Yisrael omer baruch sheyitzaretchem bedin. Someone who sees the graves of Klal Yisrael says, "Blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu who created you with judgment, vizanetchem bedin, and he saved and he." Sustain you with judgment, and he sustained you with judgment. And he, you know, took you back to in death with judgment. And he's going to restore your life also with judgment. Right, Bereder Ravina used to finish the bracha as follows, and he knows the number of everyone, and he's going to bring you back to life in order to be mekayim the tchiyat hameitim. Kivrei Ovdei Chachamim. What happens if you see the graves of idol worshippers? Omer, you say the following: Busha imechem, that your mother will be disgraced. Amar Rishu ben Levi, haroed chaver lachar shalosh yom, meruch shachenu gimanu v'yanos mazeh. Someone who sees their friend after 30 days, they haven't seen them. You say, blessed is the Kadosh Baruch who brought us to this wonderful time. If you didn't see him for 12 months, right? Blessed is the one who restores the dead back to life, because he's presumed dead if you didn't see him for 12 months. Amar Rav Ein Hamed Mishtagach Min Alev El Achar Shemasar Chodesh. Rav says that the deceased is not forgotten from the heart until 12 months. That's why we have the Askar after 12 months. I was forgotten from the heart. I was like a lost vessel. And we say that lost vessels, their Baalim definitely give up on them after a year of not seeing them. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yeshua, Havuka Azle, Be'orcha, Pagu Be'rav Chanina, Berei de Rav Ika. So Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa happened upon Rav Chanina, Berei de Rav Ika. They said to him, since we saw you, we thought to make two brachas on you. Baruch Asher Chalak Mechachmato Lireav. You know, bless the Kadosh Baruch who portioned some of his wisdom to his loved ones, because you're a big Talmid Chacham, so we want to say that on you. Right? And bless the Kadosh Baruch who brought us to this time, because it's so nice to see you. We haven't seen you for over 30 days. Says, what I saw you two, I in my eyes, you were like 600,000 Jews in your greatness. And I thought to make a bracha, to make three brachas on you. The two that you just mentioned about Chachman and Shachianu, and blessed the Kadosh Baruch who knows all secrets, because you're as great as 600,000 Jews. Amar le, Chakimat Kulei Hai. Are you so clever? You're allowed to do that. So they gave him an ayin hara, and eventually died. Amar Rishu ben Levi haroet bahan eta behaknim. Someone who sees spotted people. People with spots on their skin. Oh, Baruch Hashem Abriyo. It says, blessed is the one who created different types of creations. Wait, I'll challenge that statement. Ra'at akushi. If you saw someone who's unusually dark skin, at a gichor, unusually red skin, at a labkan, unusually white skin, at a kapach, at a nanas, and someone who is very tall and thin, or someone who is very, very short, with dar nikus, and someone with warts, Omer Baruch Hashem et Abriyo. On those people, you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, blessed is the one who created different creations. Veta katea, however, if you see an amputee, veta suma, a blind person, veta pate harosh, or the flattened, those of who have flat heads, veta chiger, or the lame, veta mukeshchim, those who have boils, veta behankim, and the spotted people, Omer Baruch Tanameh. Right, then you say, blessed is the true judge. But wait, we said spotted people in both of those. So which bracha do you make on spotted people?
Lokasha, and that's not difficult. How my emo, how about the Tzalit? Right? There's a difference between whether or not they're spotted from birth or spotted after after they were born. Right? If they're spotted from birth, then that's Mishana Habriot, the Kesh Baruch Hu created different creations. But if they were spotted in the middle of their life, then that's Baruch Dayan Amet. Dekanami Dekatani, similar to what we taught in the Baraita, Dumya Dekatea. Right? Notice that we listed the spotted people in this one with the amputees, and we said that it's similar to the amputees. In what way is it similar to the amputees? We assume that amputee happens after birth, and so too, when you make this bracha on people who have spots, that's also after birth and not something they're born with. Shmamina. Tanobanan, Haroa, Pilukovic, Kafov, someone who sees an elephant, a monkey, or a vulture, Omer Rosh Hashanah Tabriot, says, blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created different creations, Ra, Briot, Tovot, Vilana, Tovot. And if you see very, very nice creations, like very nice trees, or, nice creations, or nice trees, Omer Baruch Shagachalob, Olamo, blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who has these things in his world. We're going to stop here. We'll do a little bit of catch up tomorrow.